So we left off yesterday. We're trying to figure out what the parameters of this Gzeiras HaKasam, this Dindei Raisa, Nimsa, Echem Kavra Pasul, and Jusim Patel is all about. We already see that the Tanoim had a lot of issues about this. We weren't exactly sure how to be Magna this season in the days of the Tanoim. Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi had a machlekes about whether it's done by Nefashis, even by Mamunus. We had a machlekes that we showed him about why that machlekes is true. That was from last semester. Then we began to see yesterday there was a machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi about whether we have to interrogate the Edom in some way, whether they have to give. They have to have kavan lahayid, whether they have to have given the hasura, different issues that have to be addressed before we can plug in this din called nimsa karbo pasul. But then all of a sudden, putting aside everything that's said in the Mishnah, everything that's said in the Gemara, all of a sudden we get hit like by a ton of bricks, machlekes and Rashbam in the ring, probably the most fundamental, the most basic machlekes and Rishonim, just about what are the limitations, what are the parameters of this din, that the Rashbam came along and said, that even though we know in Hilchos Eidos there are two important times, there's the time of the Rias HaMaisa, and there's the time of Haggadah Eidos. For this sugya, says the Rashbam, the Haggadah Eidos is irrelevant. For this sugya, the only time that makes any difference whatsoever is the Rias HaMaisa. Again, you can have permutations as to what exactly Rias HaMaisa was. Was it with Kavan Lahoyd, but without Kavan Lahoyd, with the Hasra? That was yesterday, Shia. But says the Rashbam, at the end of the day, once you've met the criteria of Rias HaMaisa, whatever you particularly think those criteria are, then the din of Nimtzach Echem and Eim Kavod also kicks in. And it's that Nekuda of the Rashbam that the Re vehemently disagreed with. The Re says it's absolutely not true. But Hoyu Dvar Me'olim, there never was such a thing, never heard of such a thing. Says the Re, everything revolves not only around the Rias HaMaisa. Rias HaMaisa is also important, but it's not just the name of the game is Rias HaMaisa. Haggadah Eidos is critical, says the Re. And the absence of Haggadah Eidos, so then the whole sugya doesn't start. So, says the Re, I don't care what happened to Shas Rias HaMaisa, with Kavana, without Kavana, without Hasra, without Hasra, within a moment, and it's as loch pasli, says the Re. The entire sugya only gets off the ground if and when the Edom show up in Bezin. If the Edom don't show up in Bezin, I don't care what they had in mind, it's lo malav lemoiv. It's not going to flee Eidos kihuze. That's the basic shita of the Re. So the Re has to be evaluated because there are Gemaras that don't sound this way. And all the Gemaras that don't sound this way pretty much all sit in the same place. They all sit in Maseches Machas Davav. Some of them made it to Sanhedrin also. But we're going to look at it through the eyes of Machas Davav to try to see which of the Gemaras that are problematic to the Re's theory and what creative ideas the Re has to try to solve these potential problematic Gemaras. So one Gemara is one of the most startling Gemaras, one of the strangest questions. If I was saying Shia about Nimtzach Karbo Pasul, and one of you guys asked me this question, you know what I would do? Where did Teda go? Home. I'm in the way. Kind of like Teda go. So I wouldn't tolerate this question. So I guess they have a right with more patience than I do. So comes the Gemara and says, "Only a properly abayin and vav and alf and makis. You just got finished telling me this exists. A kosef called Nimtzach Karbo Pasul. Alameyata." He said, anytime you have a murder, there's an apostle there. Who's the apostle? Who's the apostle? The victim is the apostle. Now, believe it or not, we should go to town to try to figure out why is the victim an apostle? Tell me why. Why is the victim an apostle? He's dead. He's a carvely atzmo, maybe. Maybe he's a what? Maybe he's a. Maybe he's in the Gerbidom, maybe he's a Sine God. The Rishayim got a town to try to figure out what the psul is. Why can't the victim come in and testify? Besides the Egish Nabi that he's dead. Okay, that's a technical problem, all right? So the Rishayim about what was the psul? But Rapop and Abai are sitting around in Bavel and trying to figure out, wait a second. The Hilgit Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael 300 years ago told us this din, the Mechadish just said based on these psukim, this din in Nitzachayim of Apostle. In fact, Rapop and Abai, every case is like that. So Abaye didn't tell Rav Papa to leave the shir. He didn't tell him to go home. He says, good kasha. He said, kishahargam yachayrim. Hochem v'yaskinan, that the victim didn't see the case. He was stabbed nebuch, he was killed from the back. He didn't see the case. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, nir v'yatzil, kishahravam yachayrim. Rav Papa doesn't let him go away. Hayrig v'yatzilu. Instead of having the victim be the apostle, let the what? Let the murderer be the apostle. Oh, Nimtzach Eiv Karbo Pasul. Rav Papa is relentless in his kashas to Abaye. So let's analyze the kashas for a second. Okay, let's take the kasha. We'll go back to Abaye, back to Apapa, who took these questions with the utmost seriousness. Let the victim be the aid apostle. He's a saini, he's a baldover, he's a negeva, whatever you want to call him. Let him be the aid apostle. Understand. How far to Beis Din is this victim getting? You don't want to tell me? Not very far. Now, it's not impossible for him to make his way to Beis Din. He could theoretically, you know, on his last leg, as he's dying from his wounds, come schlepping into Beis Din and give testimony and give edus and say, this guy, he can't, you know, as he's... I mean, in theory it could be, but somehow it doesn't sound that way. It's, you know, it's not the wild, wild west, you know, shooting by the, you know, by the saloon. I mean, it's, come on, the whole thing is very, very strange. It doesn't sound from the Gemara, it doesn't sound from a puppet's kasha, it doesn't sound from a bias answer that this eight puzzle is actually going to make it into Beis Din. So Frek plays this against the Ri. If according to the Ri, this sugya doesn't even start without the eight puzzle showing up in Beis Din. So what was the Abba wasting the time for? Kurnik Sikash is that he had Horog Yatzil. Abai should have screamed at Rapapa and said, what are you talking about? Don't you know that the eight has to show up in Beis Din? That was the that's the kasha that Tosis yes against the Ri. Pretty powerful kasha. So those who are at the Shiv Psicha will remember that whenever you have, those born out there, you also remember, whenever you have a Havamin in a Gemara, you have a certain mindset in the Gemara, and then the Havamin changes. You have to always ask yourself, this is the question, this is Hakira 101. You have to ask yourself, what changed in the Maskara? Was the Havamina blown out of the water? The Havamina was so dead wrong, and therefore we don't have to even address it anymore? Oh no, the Havamina was pretty right. It was pretty good. It was 99.99% true. And in the Maskara, we're just giving you another piece of information that you weren't aware of in the Havamina, but fundamentally your Hanochas from the Havamina were correct. This is the ABC of Lumbus. So this kasha that Rapapa asked Abaye was a Havamina in Ked Horeg Yatzil. Now, in the end, it's not true. It was a Havamina. Horeg Yatzil. What was the Maskrana? So Abaye didn't know the answer. Rapapa chepped him enough that he actually was quiet. Ishtik Abaye. Abaye wasn't sure. At the end, he was quiet. He asked for coming to Rava. He said, Rapapa was not relentless Talmud. He was a relentless Talmud. He comes to Rava and he says, "Nu, what's the answer?" The Rava said, let me tell you the real answer to all your kashas. Amalei yakum davar b'mekayim davar kasa b'davar. Rava told Rapapa to go back and tell his colleague, or tell Abaye, that the emissary answer to your kashas is not hachal my skin, me coming from the back, and coming from the front, coming from the front. No. The emissary answer is that you are missing a piece of information. And the piece of information can be found in two words in Chumash, yakum davar. Pishnah made him yakum davar. Is a drasha, there's a din called Yochum Dover, which teaches me Mekayme Dover, this new halakha category called Mekayme Dover, that is ultimately the answer to this kasha. What is that deep dark secret? What is this Gzeres HaKos of Yochum Dover, Mekayme Dover? Says the Ri, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You know what it is? What is it? What does Mekayme Dover mean according to the Ri? What are the words we translate the phrase Mekayme Dover HaKos of Medover? Give me a synonym for the phrase Mekayme Dover. Eid HaMeid. Eid Habola Beis Din. Comes to me and says, the Rashbam's chat was gevaldik. It was myridik. As a what? As a Havamina. Rav Pop and Abai were shepherding all these kashas about Horeg Yatzil, back and forth, because they all thought like the Rashbam. That all you need is, in effect, an aid haroah. Either Kavana, Bali Kavana, I'm not interested right now, but Eid HaRoah is all that's necessary for the Din of Nimtech and Apostles to kick in. When Rava told them the truth, that they missed it, they didn't understand it, they were learning the Sugya like the Rashbam, comes the Ri and says, Rava's final answer was like the Ri. So the fight that was taking place in the Rashbam and the Ri were related to one another. How were they related? It was a cousin. He was an uncle. Because Rebbeinu Tam, the Rashbam goes, Rebbeinu Tam was the Ri's uncle. The Ri learned by the Ri's mother was the sister of Rashbam and Rebbeinu Tam. So this machlekes, an uncle nephew that's taking place in France 700-800 years later, according to Tosfos, that was exactly the machlekes taking place between Abai and Rav. That was exactly the Nekuda, except the Rashbam ended up on the wrong side of the equation. Rashbam ended up in the Beis Medrash of Abai and Rapapa, but they thought that all you need is a Riyas HaMaiseh for the din to kick in. So they are draining a cup and trying to figure out what do you do with the Horeg Yatzil. Comes the Abravan says, he got it all wrong. It's Eid HaMeir, that's the real, that's the punchline, which is exactly what the Ri told the Rashbam as well. So according to the way Tosis presents it, according to the Ri, it was the Havamin, it was the Rashbam, the Maskana is the Ri, that you need an Eid HaMeir. Now, of course, this Shach of time, the Gemara, that we just presented it, this is only the Ri talking, because the Ri wants to end up on the right side. So according to the Ri, something radically changed in the Sugya. How would the Rashbam learn the same Gemara? Now, we don't know that we don't have a Rashbam Maseches Machas. Rash was still alive in Machas. But we have to just try to figure out what would the Rashbam have said in Maseches Rashbam, how to read this Gemara now. The last way he wants to read is like his nephew, the Ri. How did the Rashbam read the Gemara? So the Rashbam must have read the Gemara that the Havamina that held that Eid HaRoa is sufficient for the din to kick in is true Lamaskana. The Havamina is not blown out of the water. There's just one small tiny piece of information that Yochum Dover means. It does not mean, that's not what it means, says the Rashbam. What does it mean? Do we have any other pshatim as to what Yochum Dover, what Mekami Dover could mean? So we go searching in the Rishonim, and we find a very, very popular pshat that appears in many Rishonim. It's called in the name of the Raivin. It wasn't the Raivin that we have, it was the Rav of Beis, I think it was the second Raivin, if I'm not mistaken. There were three Raivins, but I think this one came from his father, and it was also Rosh HaTemes, the Raivin. So we'll just call it the Raivin because it's shorter than to say Rav of Beis Din. The Rosh in Maseches Machas, the Ramban, the Rishonim in Machas quote, and the Raivin the following pshat. There was a totally different reason why Nimtza Echme Edim Karev Apostle breaks down in the Sugya of Harag Yatzil, and that was the Chiddush of Rava, and it has nothing to do with Eid HaRoa versus Eid HaMeir. What does it have to do with? It has to do with two different categories of Sulim in terms of Edim. A very, very long Shavuot from the Raivin. The Ravid says, there are some people who are Edom Psulim, and there are others not Edom altogether. The only time there's a din of Nimtza Echad in an Edom Krovim Psulim is when three Edom walk into Beis Din, two of them are Kasher, one of them is Posel. Give me an example of an Eid Posel. My brother is an Eid Posel. He's an Eid, he's a Shem Eid on him, up is an Eid Posel. The bank robber is an Eid, it's a Shem Eid. Others apostle aid. Those are the, that's where the dinim kicks in. Though that's where the dinim kick in of nimtza echem and aidim krov psulim. But imagine the following. And again, nobody quote me on this. Nobody misquote me on this. I'm not going to bother turning off the recorder, but you'll all understand the context of the riot I'm about to give you. Two people walking to Beis Din, and one monkey walks in with them. All right, and they all walk in and give aidus together. What would you say about that? Nimtzeh an Eidim Karev Apostle, a monkey. Maybe Darwin would say that. Kenzat, he would say that. Okay, but Lashitosa, you know, it's not a fundamental difference between a person and a monkey. Just a couple of 100 billion years or so, but it's fundamentally the same chef, the same gavra. So we happen not to pass it that way. So we pass it that monkeys are different chaloshem, and as a different chaloshem, he's not an Eid altogether. Is it not an Eid bechalal? So that's not called Nimtzeh an Eidim Karev Apostle. I kid you not. Somebody asked me a shayla a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't sure whether he was joking or not. I don't know whether it was Lamaisa or not, but he wanted to know. He asked me a shayla about a parrot. He said, I wasn't sure whether he meant this actually happened or he was just like, it had nothing else to do with his time, he was just thinking about the shayla. He said, if a parrot says Shem Hashem, and says Shem Hashem in a disrespectful way, is the parrot chayav misa or not? So he wanted to know, is there a din of Megadef on a parrot? An animal. So, but I thought he was trying to ask, I'm not sure he was sophisticated enough to ask this question, but I think what he was trying to ask was, just as we find by certain Averas, if an animal participates in, so the animal's Chayav Nisa, so the animal's Retzeah, the animal kills somebody, the animal's Chayav Nisa. The animal participates in an act of Znus, Roveh V'nirva, so the animal is Chayav Nisa also. So he wanted to know, I think what he wanted to know was, is that true like by other Averas also, or is that just a Chiddush HaTorah? I said to him, I said, first of all, there's machlekes in Rishonim, when we kill an animal, say, Shoha Nisko, is it killed b'toras onesh for the Aveira? What do you say? No, the animal's ba'am mishno b'chir chavshis, ki huzeh. It doesn't even have b'chir chavshis not to kill a person. It's totally, completely as an onesh for the bailing. There's nothing to do with the animal didn't do anything wrong. The animal's not a bar hochi. It's machlekes the Raman the Ramban. Interesting machlekes the Raman the Ramban, what the nature of the onesh of Shoha Nisko is. Maybe I actually want to talk about this later on in the year a little bit. It comes up a little bit later on. But I said, by Roveya Nirva, nobody says it's an onish for the animal. It's just Betoris Takola, Betoris Cologne, you know, things that tomorrow's later on Sanhedrin. So I said, there's no such din that if an animal does, if it's an Aveira, that it's Chayav Misa because it did the Aveira, so the guy wasn't so off, because this week's Pasha, what does it say? What does this week's Pasha? Gabima, Gamish, Lo Yechiah. If the animal goes up to Har Sinai, the animal's Chayav Misa. That's an onish to the Bailim for letting the animal go up. What was an animal shall hefker? It went up to Har Sinai? Not clear. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin later on the first breakfast, Shor Sinai Bekama. The Gemara says, Shaila, how many dayanim do you need to kill a Shor Sinai? Normally, let's say, when you have an animal that kills somebody, so you have to have 23 dayanim. Kemisa Balakach Misa Shor. So the Gemara says, Shaila, whether that din of Kemisa Balakach Misa Shor, is that only true on dinim Bizman Hazeh? Is that even true of Shor Sinai? So the Gemara says, Shaila, Shor Sinai Bekama. So if you have a Shor went up to Har Sinai, Pashas Yisro, and it's Chayav Misa. How many Dayanim would you need to meet out the Chayav Misa? Would you need 3 Dayanim? It's like this Mamanus. But you say you need 20 if you like Din Nefashis. You want to say, you might blight by yourself, you might take him. So Rashi says it's just a cute question to ask in Pashas Yisrael, but nobody really cares what the answer is. And the Meiri says, no, it's really the Halach Lamaisa. It's Halach Lamaisa. The Meiri says that just as there's a Din, if a Shor goes up to Har Sinai, it's Chayav Misa, sometimes a Din Lederis, if a Shor goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chayav Misa also, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim was like a Kiddush of Sinai, based on the Ramban or the Torah. So the Meiri says he thinks that din is enough Kamin Ladin. If a Shor would run onto the mosque, this man is there, run into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it would be Chayav Misa. The Gemara says, Shaila, but you need 3 Dayanim or 23 Dayanim. Like science fiction, like the whole sugya, we're not sure where it came from. So I think that's what this guy meant, the guy with the parrot. That was his latest stuff. Anyway. Getting back to this, what were we talking about? I don't even remember anymore. Oh, yeah, parrot. Okay, two people and a parrot. Two people and a monkey. Walk in the bay, he's going to give Eidus. So the Rav, it says, you wouldn't say that's called Echon Eirkar of Apostle, because it's not even Toyface on the Shem Eidus. That's not that two people out of nothing. That doesn't register in Beis Din. So comes the Rav and says, when a Baal Dover speaks in Beis Din, it doesn't register. There's a place in the court for the witnesses, and there's a place for the litigants. You know, in American court system, the litigant can be called in to give testimony, right? But in halacha, it doesn't exist. There's no such concept in halacha. You can't say the Beis is going to call in and ask, can we please ask the Ratzach what he has to say about it? Please ask the Nirtzach what he has to say about it. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So it comes the Ravid and says that the din of Nibtze Echrem and Eidim, Kharb Apostle, is only when it's Chalon and Hashem, Eid, or is an Eid Apostle. But Nishkin Eid Bechlal, so the whole din is in Chal. So the Rabbi says that's what the Gemara means when Mekai Medover Akasim Medaber. That's the stuff what the Rashbam would say also. But maybe what Rashi says, maybe not. It's not if I'm still clear what Rashi says in the Gemara Machas. But this is an alternate Psha in the Gemara. So when all the dust settles, we have two radically different ways of reading what this Din Mekai Medover is. According to the Ri, this is the Mokor for his Chiddush. You need Eid HaMeyid. According to the Rashbam, you don't need Eid HaMeyid. This is a Mokor for, like the Rabbi says, that you have to be an Eid Apostle. V'lo Misha Ein Alav Shein Eid Klal. Good. So far, so good. So we got the Re out of hot water. We had one good cash against the Re. We gave a good teretz. Move on. Comes Tesis. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's the next sugya.
Two roles at the same time. Is that like
that's the next sugya. That's the next sugya.
Here,
I've been trying so hard to list Danny if not to say any Nasa Dakis. I don't want to ruin it for the next sugya. So you just ruined it for me. Okay, we're going to move on. Okay? Only because he's been in the shiur already for 6 months, but I say that to new guys. We don't bite your heads off until you're in the shiur at least one semester. Okay. Rabbi Isai comes to and says another challenge against the Reed. Who remembers yesterday? And this appears in Sanhedrin also. Why? What prompted Rabbi Yossi to make this statement that it can't be? I'm sorry, Rabbi. What prompted Rabbi to make a statement? It can't be that Nim Tzach Wei Kovah Apostle applies all the time. It's Mayasu. What was that phrase? Mayasu. What? Who remembers? Mayasu Shnei Achav Yechet Shaharga Rosh Achav Yechav. It's a nefesh. It can't be. That was our logical ad absurdum or something. You can't have such a system in halacha. Jakuku crazy din. That every murder is going to be bumped out because there are going to be two guys watching. It can't be. No, what's the cash against the Re, Rabbi Isai? According to the Re, the only time Nimta Evan Adam Karva Apostle ever kicks in is that you have to have what? What do you have to have? You have to have a good Sadis, right? So what just happened to Rebbe's claim? What was this claim of absurdity that Rebbe said? Every murder is going to get off because it's always going to be. It's always going to be what? It's always going to be an eight hamayim. It's always going to be that two brothers are going to go to the Beis Din. Understand? Let's say the two brothers didn't realize they saw it together. So one brother is going to come to Beis Din, and the next brother is also going to come to Beis Din. That's for sure going to happen. That's what Rebbe was bothered with. They're both going to come to Beis Din together. It's like, come on, it's not shayach. If you hold like the Rashbam, that Eid HaRoya does the trick, you don't even need HaGadah B'Beis Din. So Rebbe had a shtaka tain against Rabbi Yossi. You, Rabbi Yossi, said, just re'ir bi'alma as a spectator is enough. There's no question you can have two brothers as spectators. So therefore, the halacha must be you need more than spectators. You've got to have a surah, kavan lahoy, whatever Rebbe's criteria are. So I understand the attack that Rebbe has against Rabbi Yossi. I understand what was shepherding Rebbe. But if you hold that there's a prerequisite called Haggadah B'Beis Din, so what does Rebbe want from Rabbi Yossi? What kind of tain is that? Come on, who are you kidding? To make the kasha even stronger, says Taisus, let's play the game of the re for a second, okay? Let's play the game of the re, just for 1 second. But you need Haggadah B'Beis Din. Now, niach that is true, you need Haggadah B'Beis Din. What would that mean, Haggadah B'Beis Din? Describe to me, forget this crazy thing, describe to me a case of three Eidim coming to Beis Din, two of them are kosher, one of them is pasul. Describe to me, I want a timeline of the Haggadah B'Beis Din. Well, let's see what happens, okay? So at 1:41, okay, an Eid kosher walks in, okay? At 1:41 and 0001 seconds, another Eid kosher walks in. At 1:45, the Eid pasul walks in. Would you call that Haggadah B'Beis Din? Would you call that, again, in the world of the Re, we're living now in the world of make, Kuntar Hashbam is the world of make-believe, it doesn't exist. But in the world of the Re, that there's a requirement, an absolute requirement of Haggadah B'Beis Din, would this suffice to be called Haggadah B'Beis Din? Not a chance, this would never be. This would never be called Haggadah B'Beis Din, because everybody knows that whenever the Halacha emphasizes Haggadah B'Beis Din, Haggadah B'Beis Din means the Haggadah is a B'Vasachas B'Beis Din. I say today, if you say tomorrow, another guy comes in 6 years from now, it's not Haggadah B'Beis Din. Haggadah B'Beis Din means to coming together as a Kas of Eidim, as a group of Eidim. And this Shia, what's the Shia of them? There's Shirim. Like there's a Shia of a Kazayas, there's a Shia of Dalai Lama's Shia, there's a Shia of what constitutes Shia for Eidim. It has to be Teichde Dibur. And how do I know that? Where did I make that up from? Who told you that? Who told you that's the shear of Haggadah B'Beis Din? The same Gemara in Madaf. I told you we're learning Machas Davavah Menalf. The Machas Davavah Menalf says that shear. You know what? In almost the same Mishnah, almost the identical halacha. You have to take a step back for a second and go back to Chumash. Apishtayim Eidim Apishlosh Ein Yachum Davar, right? Yumos Ameis, etc. What did he need a third aid for? So we've been spending the last day and a half focusing on the din of Nimtzeh Harav Apostle. But who remembers back from Machas Davavah Menalf? There's another din learned out from that same pasuk, and a totally different halacha from the identical pasuk. Who kashnayim l'shloisha? Who remembers? L'gabi what din? L'gabi Eidim Zomimin. Says the Mishnah, Machas Davim Aveiz, vis-a-vis Eidim Zomimin. Remember our good old friend Eidim Zomimin. What would the din be if two Eidim look at the Beis Din, and then an hour later they give their Eidus, and an hour later the Mazimim come and they say, Reuven. Imanu Hayisa. They have no idea about Shimon. Would you call that Eidim Zomim or not?
No.
Forget it. This can Eidim Zomim. But it's got to be both, right? Ha'eid. It can't be Baz in one Eid. What if three Eidim walk into Beis Din and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and two Eidim come and say, two of you Imanu Hayisa, and the third guy, we have no idea who he was. We don't know who he was. Would you call that Eidim Zomim?
No.
And what if you have 1,000 Eidim walk into the basin together and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and two Eidim come in, Ramazim, 999 of them, and the 1,000 sky, they have no idea where he was. What's the din? Snishkin Eidim Zomim Din. How do you know that? Hokashlosh Lishnayim. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? Mashnayim. What does it say? You know? Yeah. Where is that? Mashnayim Eidim Eragin Achi Shneim Zomim Din. Av shloisha in a rug and actually shloshim zemimin. We're not a filu meyatav lama edim. So that's a given. It's the same pasuk. Mamash the same pasuk. So legabe this halacha of you need all three edim. All edim together have to become huzam. The Gemara asks the question: What mechanism is necessary to connect the edim? What's called that they were one group of edim? How do you know they're one group of edim? So comes the Gemara, the Vav Menachem says, "V'hu she'idu kulam b'teichdei dibur." Provided that they gave edus teichdei dibur, they're only lumped together as a kas if they were teichdei dibur. So comes Tyson says, we have precedent in the Gemara that the shear of tzir of edim is teichdei dibur. It's got to be within a split second, 1.5 seconds, to one in a teichdei dibur to say shemlacha rebbe. There's a shear of tzir of edim vis-a-vis the din of achu kulam zevimin. So obviously, if the ri is right that you require hagadah bevezdin, it would mean you need hagadah bevasachas, and the definition of hagadah bevasachas would clearly be teichdei dibur. This wouldn't work. This would fail. We have to change the time on this. We got to make this 141 and .002. Teichdei dibur. Shom alach already got it in that split second. The only time you would meet the criteria of the re is hagadah bevezdin is if you'd have the edim speaking in this sequence. It would be really, really quick. Everything would be teichdei dibur. No. That piece of information I just told you now makes the Re's argument even worse. Why? Why does this now position the Re in a more difficult position than he was a moment ago? What was the second kash against the Re? What did Rebbe chep Rebbe Yossi for? Rebbe said to Rebbe Yossi, "Gevalt kishrigin, what are you talking about? How could you have a din of Dim Techeb Kav Apostle? Ma yasu shnei achim yecha, da 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 da." That was Rebbe's tine against Rebbe Yossi. But I must be right, Zuck to Rebbe. It's got to be something about Kavana playing a role here. Because my Yasu Shnei Achav Yechach Rosh Yechach Shnei. According to the Rebbe, that anyway for the din of Nimtza Echad Kav Apostle to kick in, you have to have Hagoda. And everybody knows that the definition of Hagoda is like it says in Makas Davav Amnal, in the same Pasuk, the same Derasha. Hagoda means Techdei Dibur. So obviously in the Rebbe's world of make believe, it also has to be Techdei Dibur. That was Rebbe's bother of Yasi. Rebbe couldn't deal with that. Rebbe said, "What are you talking about? Every murder is going to get off the gets got free. Why? Because every murder is going to have two brothers who are going to both come in to be made teichdei dibur. It's going to rule all the whole edus. That's what's going to happen. Every murder is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. The odds of that happening, Rabbi say, are about as good as you would in the parable. Okay." In the old days, the Friyat Yekedarus, last week. It's not going to happen. What did Rebbe want? Rebbe turned around and Din Deraisi, he disagreed with Rebbe Yossi, he literally changed the Din Deraisi, he said, no, Kavan L'Hoyed is necessary, because without Kavan L'Hoyed, you're in the absurdity argument. Why? Because Mayasu Shnei Achen. Mayasu Shnei Achen, it's never going to happen. What are the odds the two Achen are going to come? If Beis Din sees the second brother coming in, they'll sneeze, and it's going to be over. So take a break, they'll go daven mincha. The second brother will come in later. It's not going to happen. That's a kasha. To who's kasha coming? That's a kasha. So what's the Re's answer? How's the Re foreskin answer that kasha? What's the Re going to have to say? What's going to have to change in order to defend the Re? The Re hat gesagt, you need hagodah bebeizdin. That's not negotiable. You need hagodah bebeizdin. Not negotiable. What's going to have to happen now? If that's not negotiable, what is negotiable? Techdei dibur is going to be negotiable. You need hagadah bevezdin? Over what? Does that be techdei dibur?
Doesn't that go against
the Makos? Did I say it? I'm just trying to get to what's negotiable. There is no question under the sun. We have to stick to hagadah bevezdin, or else the Re's whole pshat flops. But what? This model over here of timing is not true. It's just not true. And even in the Re's world of make-believe, that you need a God of Evasin, doesn't have to be Techdei Dibur. Once you say that, then Rebbe's title at least makes a half of it, the sense. Rebbe said to Rebbe Yossi, you know, it could be a big michshol based on what you just said. Because it could be two brothers will be made. One will be made this morning, the other will be made in the afternoon. The Beis Din didn't remember that they were mekabel the first Eder. It could be. I'm not saying it's going to happen every time, but the odds of that happening are better than winning the Powerball. 50-50 chance. Possibility. It's within the realm of possibility. But to insist on Tech de Dibur is not even within the realm of possibility. It's a 1 in a billion chance. This is a 1 in a 50 chance. So the only way to differentiate the Sari is to stick the God of Abazin, but to rephrase the God of Abazin to say you don't need Tech de Dibur. It's the only way to make any sense of the Sari. Which of course just brought us into the corner. Why? What corner are we in right now? This is the only way to say logically according to the Ri. The Tech Dibur is not a necessity. What's the problem, Rabbi Say? But Tech Dibur is a necessity in Machlis Tavav and Aleph. There's no question about that. That's a Gemara. I'm a Rav Ushi Techlum Tech Dibur. Rabbi Say, we have now two different halachas that both have to do with Hagadah Beis Din. Two very, very different halachas of Hagadah Beis Din. One, din number one is vis-a-vis Edim Zevimit. At what point do we say that Kas Achas to insist on Achi Azumu Kulon? Right? That's din number one in the Mishnah. Din number two in the Mishnah is Nimtza Echad Karv Apostle. Okay? Both of these cases we have to define the groups of Edim as one group. So here, in order to declare it to be a kas achas ache zumakulon, it's got to be kas achas. The nimtza karv apostle, it also has to be a kas achas. How do you define kas achas? So comes the Ri and pulls this one over us, comes the Ri and says, but din number one, it must be tech de dibur. That's not negotiable. That's the Gemara, you can't argue with one machas davar. When it comes to nimtza karv apostle, Afilu liachar kedei dibur. You need Haggadah. Chalit say you don't need Haggadah. That's the Rashbam. That's my uncle's mistake. You need Haggadah bebeis. Up does have to be techti dibur. Why is this so troubling? We have to say this. We have no choice. Why is this conceptually so troubling? What they say. Not only because it's just so troubling, but there's something really, really bothering me. What's really bothering me? They say. It's impossible. It's the same mokor. The same word, Shloisha. Both of these didn't emanate from the same exact source. The same word, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rebbeinu Shalom, imagine, please stop back on our Sinai for a minute. Shnayim Eidim, Shloisha Eidim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write in the Torah, Shnayim or Shloisha. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, the Eidim was came, it's Shnayim, what do you need Shloisha for? Which Rebbeinu Shalom responded, let me tell you, I got a list of dinim that are going to be learned out for the next word, Shloisha. Din number one is Edom Zomim, Kazakh, so Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, got that, Makas Tafeh, okay, good. Din number two is a kind of apostle. So then the Rosh Hashanah is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Ri's understanding, that both of the dinim to create a Kazakhs require Haggadah Beis Din. But for one, Haggadah has to be taken, even the other it doesn't. So that's Pilei Plei. Who formulates this kasha very, very clearly? Tosfos where? There's a Machas Tefillah. Taisa says, Taisa says, when the Gemara says, Hu Shehidu Techdei Dibur, Taisa Dibur Maslam Arava, Lekach Nira, the Lokoi Rak Adin De Eidim Zeinimin, Tikam Achezu Mukulam. Uvahanka Amar Dafka Ke Idu Kulam Techdei Dibur, Dzevi Eidis Achad. Tosfos just said, but conceptually it doesn't make any sense at first glance, but has to be said because otherwise the read doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos asks a very, very funny kasha, and it gives a very, very funny terrace. The question isn't a funny terrace, it's funny. What's the funny terrace? You want to remember the Titus? Come on, it's a collector's item. If you're telling my shno, v'yei shloma shno u shno. It's very, very different. There's a reason for this. This is not arbitrary. This is not just to save the re. There's a reason why Techtei Dibur part, why these two didn't part ways vis-a-vis Techtei Dibur. Shno, shno. No, what's the shno, shno? The Davka gabi nimtze echemiyem korv apostle. Choshiv kichad edus kishe idulak de Dibur. Shub shayibayim im emes. Vim kere dusad hitchum v'riyashalem. V'riyashalem hoysim v'asachas im oedim. This is a terror. This is like lumdus gewaldic. You have to mamish. You have to like jump for joy when you read this Tosfos. Tosfos says there is a fundamental difference between these two cases, even though they're both learned out from the same word. Rabbi say, what is the nekuda of difference between case one and case two? Let's not forget, there are always two critical moments of every Eidus. There's Riyas HaMaisa, and there's Hagadah B'Beisdin. The common denominator of the two cases is, we must create unity, we must create a Kas Achas. We need a Kas Achas. We need a Kas Achas. If you don't have Kas Achas, then they're just different people doing different things. They have no Shaychas to one another. So for both of these Halachas, we do have to create Kas Achas. Which possible moments on the timeline can create kasachas? Either what? Either Re'iyah or Haggadah. Go explain to me, in case number one, what moment in time is going to create the kasachas? There was no Re'iyah! The Re'idim Zayman, guys! The liars! The Shakranim! There was no Re'iyah! There's only one possible time that can be with Sarah of the Eidim together, and that is the Shas Haggadah B'Beisdin. So since you need a God of Beveizdin to create a Tziruf HaEdim, what's the Shir of Tziruf? Techtei Dibur. If I testify in the morning, you testify in the afternoon, this is Nishkein Mitzuruf Yachad. So in case number one, we're dealing with, there was no Riyas Ma'is and Bechlau, because these are Edim Zemimin. So the only possible moment in time to Mitzaref, you have to create the Shir of the Din, that Halachic category of Kasachas, is the Shas HaGoda. HaGoda, state, the Shir of HaGoda of Tziruf is Techtei Dibur. I'll bring case number two. Nimtzeach a karv apostle. No, everybody say what? Nimtzeach a karv apostle. There was a Riyas HaMaisa. So let the Riyas HaMaisa create the tziruf. What do you need Haggadah to create the tziruf? The Riyas HaMaisa can create the tziruf. That's where case one and case two part ways. Everyone with us? This is the Sheet of Sarri. You have to say this lumdus in order to defend the Re, otherwise the kasha from Rebbe was still overpowering what the world Rebbe was talking about. You have to come up with this. You said that in case number one, Edwin Zayman, the Re Samaisa does can't do the trick, it doesn't exist. Hagadah B'Beisdin to be Mitzaref requires Techtei Dibur. But in case number two, Re Samaisa is enough. Rebbe said, what's bothering me about this chiluk? Who's going to tell me what's bothering me about this chiluk?
What's the difference?
The Rashbam?
Yeah.
What's the difference? The whole difference in the world. According to the Rashbam, you don't even have to get to Beis Din. According to Re, you have to get to Beis Din. You don't have to get to Beis Din. Techtei Dibur. What you meant to ask is this. I'm going to tell you what you meant to ask. Okay?
Then the Tziruf seems bad at the
Re'iyah. Oh, so what are you saying? So formulate the Kasha better.
In other words, according to the Re, the Tziruf seems bad at the Re'iyah.
Even though what?
Even though they haven't spoken Beis Din yet.
Oh, so you're asking the following bomb Kasha. Wait a second. The Re is pulling the wool over your eyes. Because the Re was the one who a moment ago emphasized what's the real moment of time, what's the real moment of truth, what is an absolute chayk v'yava prerequisite for the din of Nitzachar apostle to take place? What? You need a what? You need Haggadah B'Beisdin. So if the Re is the biggest believer in Haggadah B'Beisdin, how can he turn around and say, well, for the Shas Tziruf, it can be accomplished by what? By the Shas Re'iyah. So here's what the Re is saying. The Re is saying, I do believe in Haggadah, but I can use Re'iyah as a cop-out to create the Tziruf if and when necessary. By Edom Zermin, there's no cop-out because there was no Re'iyah, so I can't fall back on Re'iyah that doesn't exist. But by Nimtzeach HaKarev Apostle, I can fall back on Re'iyah. The Re'iyah can create the Chal HaShem of a Kas Achas, even though the story doesn't finish until the Haggadah B'Beisdin. That is such a tightrope that the Re'iyah is walking. Rashbam would have fallen off the tightrope. It can't make up your mind with Marushach. Either emphasize Re'iyah or emphasize Haggadah. You can't say that the Shas Hagodah is necessary, but the Shas Ru'iyah creates the Tzirus.
I don't see why not.
Good, the Ri said, yeah.
And you just say it very simply that the Tzirus perhaps occurs at the Shas Ru'iyah, but for the Psul to kick in, it only...
So you got to walk some really, really lumdish type, right? You have to say something along those lines. You know, you have to throw in a few words of Shas Eidus, Hagodas Eidus, the Chalashem, the Gavra, Chalashem, the Eidus. You know, we got the basic lingo. We know which direction we're going. But it's just, it's startling. You know, you see this Ri, it's startling. But the Ri has to say it. You have to say this.
I mean, the Ri has to hold it if some aspect of Shas Ru'iyah, so, meaning Shas Eidus, retroactively, we know that there are capital
things. So even according to the Ri, who is putting the emphasis on the Shas HaGadol, it's not HaGadol in the contrast to Ri'iyah, Ri is also important. Ri is also important. You're right. The HaGadol is almost necessary for the din of Nimtza Chav Bas to kick in, but you can't ignore the Shas Ru'iyah together. So it's a Gevalik Keteretz. So we say, Mayri the Keteretz. Who is the one who really formulates this? Which Baal Taisus really formulates it? The Ri doesn't spell the whole thing out, but Taisin Machas, who's he quote? Come on. Mashiach, right? Tachvir the Mashiach. Who's Mashiach? The Mori Sheyichya. That's his Rashi Tevus. The Mori Sheyichya. It was, I think, when we were being a parent. It wasn't the Mashiach, didn't say this. And maybe Mashiach also holds his prophet. But that wasn't who Taisus quoted. I remember when I was 17, my first year in Yeshiva. It was back till, it was 82. So we were learning Maseches Machas that year. So, we were in Red Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah. I remember everyone was a little sad when he said, Mekay Nir Le Mashiach. All the guys said, Mekay Nir Le Mashiach. Yeah, yes, Mashiach. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't really Mashiach. Okay. Rabbi say, we have Mahalach. Look at the Ri has turned the world upside down. You see the way the Ri thought? He was so convinced that the Rashbam was not right. So convinced the Rashbam that you need a God of Evazin and a Chayim Le'yavar. And therefore he turned the Gemara in Machas Davavim and Aleph upside down. He turned the whole Sugya Techti Dibur upside down. Everything gets turned upside down because it's almost like a train. There's no choice. It's got to be this way. It's got to be this way. When you give Eidus, it has to be Techti Dibur, right? Or else the Eidim are not Mitzurif Yachar. So that's what... That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Nuchas Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says you say by a chulu on Friday night, so you have to give Hasbeka Haggadah Seidus, the Gemara says. So Mishnah Berurah says you got to follow like the rules of Haggadah Seidus. So you have to say it together with somebody else. And Yechah can't be made. So let's say if a guy's davening Shmoneh Esrei and he finishes behind, everyone already finished. So then he says the Eidus now, he's only talking as an Eidachah. He's not Mitzuruf to be under Eidim because it was Achek Kedei Dibur. That's the Mishnah Berurah has a kafeh that you have to direct someone else in to come and give the Eidus with you. That's a difficult Mishnah Berurah because if you really believe that that's the din of Eidus and it follows the rules of Eidus, so then how can you bring in a guy who already said by Chuluz, Kevin Shigin Shuvin Chuzimagi? Kevin Shigin means not only can you not change your Eidus, you can't even repeat your Eidus. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. So if you take the din of Eidus literally and you say Eidus dictates the saying of Eichulu, then you're not going to meet the criteria. Some ask a kasha, it's Nimtza Chav Apostle, your father's in the same minion, Nuchumri, can't have the same minion friend as your father and brother. You have to throw all the Gandalf matter shul, because otherwise Nimtza Chav Apostle, for other reasons, but you have to Nimtza Chav Apostle. So, the Chazanish thought that the whole thing wasn't true. Chazanish thought that is that's not Eidus. The Chazanish didn't like this minig of bringing somebody else to say Vechulim. He said, it almost shows like you're not sure the Boshram created the world. Maybe we get a second opinion. So he said, it sounds like you should, he thinks it's more appropriate just to say it by yourself. You shouldn't stop bringing in other people. So different from talking about this. So in my shul, I'm never done with Shmoneh Esrei when the tzibur ends. So I usually give the nalei, I give the green light when to start Vechulim. So if I'm able to, I don't do this all the time, if I'm able to, so when I'm up to Vayechulu in my silence for that's right, I'll you know, the guy sees me get my little, you know, ear twitch, you know, to tell him to start Vayechulu. That way I'm still saying a Teich Lehiv, I'm saying it together with them. So I might not know which Vayechulu you say. So I'm saying Vayechulu in Shvanesu, when they're saying their Vayechulu after Shvanesu. So sometimes if I'm running a little bit slower, so So I'll give them the nod even a little bit before, because I know it takes them a couple of seconds until they finish Shivalchim Lasos. So as long as I start by Chulu, Tech De Dibu, when they say Lasos, that's also called Tech De Dibu. That's the Gemara Macha says also. As long as you have Tech De Dibu, Kolechem Yechad. So it's a joke. It's not really, when you're the rabbi, you can play game as to when they start davening Shvesh, and then you can do that. But it's not a new page, not a new Chum. You shouldn't follow the Chum. Yeah.
Like the whole concept of
Tuchadei really, well, Tuchadei is normally necessary for Eidus. But in order to create a Kas Achas for all these dinim that are learned from Shleisha, so it's not always true, says Dinim. That's
it. It's not always true, but when would it be needed to create a Kas? This is
the
same thing
that
one person comes at 10 o'clock and
that person. No, so that's a Gemara later on. By the first, you have to be a Kas. But then the moment is you can add up.
This wouldn't work. Levi's case wouldn't work then?
No, these are additional dinim. These are not the Mechayev guy. This is, I already have to wait him. Now the third guy schlepped tags in 20 minutes later. So do we put the third guy's 20 minute Eidus later, do we tag it onto the first one? Not? So that's what the Re's saying. There got to be one din. Yes, there got to be the other din. No. Yeah. But to create a tzir for Vedim, everyone agrees the Shia tzir for Vedim is normally, that's a din by din of Fashas. You have to speak together. You don't have to.
Why would the third guy be different
on the first two? Why would the third guy, Legabi, which dinim? Legabi the dinim. So that's what he's saying. Legabi dinim is a chorv apostle because they were mitzuref yachad already. When you want to tie into that, it's mamish really identical. It's mamish made the same way. That should all be part of the puzzle. That should be part of the Shnayim Shloshim. Okay, basically, so again, let's just chazer for a second. What got the Re into this story? Why did the Re feel compelled to turn around all the Maseches Makot, all the Vav? Because he was so bothered with the Kasha. Who remembers his Kasha? What was his Kasha? Who remembers his Kasha? Get to the Kedushin, right? He goes to Kedushin, sees their brothers and cousins and uncles around. You think when the Re got married, you think his uncles weren't there? You think the Rishbam Venetam, didn't come to the wedding? So possible people come to weddings, they come to Gittin. So that was the Re's Kasha from yesterday. So the Re solved the Kasha. His solution to the Kasha was, well, you need Hagod Rebezin. You have Hagod Rebezin, therefore there's nothing to worry about. That was his question, that was his answer to that Shalom Yisrael. Then he had to deal with Machas Davah. Comes to Ritva, in the very beginning of Maseches Machas, Davah. It quotes the name of the Ra'ah. Who's got a Ritva here? Who has a Ritva? No one's got a Ritva here for me. Nobody. Who's getting the computer Ritvas? Machas Davah. Machas. There are two Ritvas. Which one did I want? I want the one in Machas and one in the Kedushin. Which one did I put on? Oh, I want to put the Kedushin one on? Okay, so give me the Kedushin one. There are two Ritvas about the topic. Exhibit A. Where am I? How do I move this? One second. I got it. Okay. Even I figured that out. One second. Where's the part of the number? Where's it start?
New Kohaka.
Okay, sorry. I was looking further down. I'm sorry. Comes the Ritva and quotes the name of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. New Kohaka. Sheesh b'isim ma'im ekshem b'psulim akrevim. Tzorch liyachid eidei kiddushin. I never heard of this till now. You have to designate Eidi Kedushin. The Eloi, Kevin, the Ika, Eid Pasa Benayim, Eid is Kulim B'Teila. But the Re's Kasha was, V'yafagav da Abi Lemechse Asina, even though we say what? Even though they were what? They were only what? Spectators. What? The chidah minin hosam. There be lulu mechzi asisul asu yasisun. The amal mechzi asinon. It's kamias b'shah. Even though we paskin like Rebbe that if they were spectators, they're totally meaningless. I never did imamidus with the nefashis. Sheina edus b'skayem esat shibun lebeizdin. Ushas rielo chashiv edus. Aval hocha b'kedushin ein edus bol ames hadover b'lvad. Elafilu yadina and the hochi kushta the mils she kitcha in mukadashas below edus. Then the condition kiyum below edus there's a kosavi. Kevin the kain shas maizu shas eduson. Kevin the ikat sirup sol edus imo and edus kulam betayla. What did the Ritva just say in the name of the Ra'ah? Zok the Ra'ah. Bamem amurim. That we can talk about the significance of coming to Beis Din, or we can talk about the significance of am I coming to Beis Din as an aid, am I coming as a spectator. That sug is nice and wonderful when you're dealing about Eidus Din in Mamadus Din Nefashas, because there in Mamadus Din Nefashas Kol Zman you don't make it into Beis Din, you're really a nothing. Imagine a guy, I saw a murder but I never show up in Beis Din, so my scene of the murder made absolutely no difference in Allah. I saw Reuben break Shimon's window, but I never come to Beis Din to report on it. So my Hanilah made this. He broke the window whether I saw it or not. The whole role of the aid is to come to Beis Din to be an aid. What? Aid is lawat. What's that key phrase? What's the key phrase by Momenus and Nefashis? Aid is labira dover. The whole role of the aid, the whole goal of the aid is to get him into Beis Din and tell us what happened. If he doesn't show up, he's a no-show. Then his aid just wasn't typhus, wasn't chal. Watching a murder is not a chal shame. Watching a broken woman is not a chal shame. But by kiddushin, by geirushin, the eidim are playing a critical role just by being there. Not because they come to us. I've been in eid kiddushin many, many, many times. Baruch Hashem, I have never been called to come to Beis Din to testify, and I hope never to be. But I've still been in eid kiddushin. How can I be? What did I do? What did I do? You know what I did? I was there. I wasn't an A Levar or anything. No one ever called me. I mean, someday I have to be Levar. I have to figure out whether I can be Levar. But my goal was to be an Aedus to Kiyum HaDover. Because if I wouldn't have been there, the whole Kiddushin would have been Basel Mavutol. Because that's the din of a Kashmul Aedim and Chashmul Kiddushin. That's Dovah Dovim moment. That's the Xerxes of that's the din there. I said, Kachne Malach Mashu Sinai. The Aedus to Kiyum HaDover by Kiddushin Kiddushin. So comes there on and says, you can't call an aid who's merely a Roa a nothing. An aid in Mamnus and Nefashas, if he's only a roa or he's only a spectator, you can say he's Mamnus doing nothing. He doesn't get the title aid until he shows up in Beis Din. But by aid is Kedushin and Gittin, he's an aid from day one. He's an aid, much more important than ever showing up to Beis Din. I'll tell you a secret. If they would call me now to come be made about a Kedushin I witnessed 20 years ago, I wouldn't remember the chosu was, I remember the kal was. I don't remember anything. But they're still married. Why are they married? Because my role of Eidus was B'Shas Hamat. At that one split second, I understood what I was doing. I was the aid. And I could lead. I don't even have to wait till the end of the chuppah. And I haven't. The plans I've left. My favorite kibbutz, if anyone wants to be mechami, please give me a kibbutz at Chasim Tish. Because then I'll get a freebie. I don't have to pay for the chuppah. You didn't hear me say that. One day mechami could be an aid ksuba. So I signed a ksuba, since I had to leave, remember I should leave the wedding, so somebody was saying to me, no, maybe you have to stay until the ksuba is given. I said, what are you out of your mind? I said, Eidim HaChasum HaLashtan, Ask the Kabbish Dechir Yudus, and I spoke already. I signed this, it's all done already, I was made already, I was made, you know, showing. I have nothing else to say. I have HaChasum HaLashtan. No, he's Chumra, it's myself, okay. Fine, so Rabbi Zai comes around and says that the Medivam Amurim, the Ri is right, so to speak, that we could discuss the needing to come to Beis Din, or maybe Rebbe's right, you need Kavanas Lahoyed. That whole sugya only makes sense out of the Rav Gittin Kedushin. The Rav Gittin Kedushin, you're an aid, whether you came to Beis Din, you didn't come to Beis Din, whether you testified, you didn't, whether you saw what you're witnessing, whether you thought you're spectating, you're puzzled, you're there, you're watching, you blew it. You messed up the entire Kedushin, you messed up the entire Kedushin. So now, what kasha must the Ra deal with? Okay, this is against the Ri. The Ri Dafka used his teretz of a better way to solve his problem. But according to the Ra, he's stuck with an unbelievable kasha. What's the Ra's kasha? What do you have to do? You have to disinvite everyone to your wedding. No relatives allowed at the wedding. No Bechal Shabbos and Kenovim allowed at the wedding. No Ever Kenayni is allowed at the wedding. No one. Maybe Ever Kenayni is a name. No? What's the cup? So, how do you get married? What did the Rav do at his wedding? He threw his brother out of the wedding. Who's his brother? Come on. We had him. Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas. No? Didn't we just have him? He threw his brother out of the chasana because of the apostle, sorry. No, so what does the Ra'ah say? What do you have to do? You have to go up with another mechanism to get rid of this problem. And thus began the process called being miyachireid. A whole, we never heard of this. There's no gemara about this. We never heard of this. Comes the Ra'ah and says, the only way to solve the problem of otherwise every wedding is disqualified is to be miyachireid. Because of my shita. If you go with this mahalakha the Ra'ah, what conclusion would you draw? What if you weren't miyachir edim? What conclusion would you draw if you weren't miyachir edim? Lu yitzuya, there was a father or a brother or a cousin under that chuppah. And the kedushin is what? It's batel. Right? If you go with this Ra'ah, the logical destination, right? That's where you would end up. Now Rabbi say, Beineinu. Are we going to go down that destination? We're not going to go down that destination. You know why? We're not going to go anywhere near that destination. You know why? Why are we not going to go down that destination? What does the Ritva himself say about his Rebbe's pshat?
Well, he's shown him argument.
He says, nobody accepted his pshat. Yesh l'hachmet, to let a woman go out of nation, zish, to be mocked in nation, without a get, pisra. Oh, are you talking about this? And the Ritva in Maseches Makas doesn't even quote this. And who for sure disagreed with this? Any Rishon who subscribed to the Re, by definition, disagreed with this. Because all the Rishonim subscribed to the Re for one reason alone. What was that? To answer the what? To answer the Gittin Kedushin problem, to which the Ra'ah said it doesn't answer. So the Re disagreed, the Rosh quotes the Re, the Shulchan Aruch, one day in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Re, Lahalacha, obviously disagrees with this. So to build the case on the Ra'ah that was the Das Yochid Sheb Yechidim, is not the way we, that's not how we do business.
Yeah. Wait,
wait, wait, we got the Shach, we got the Shach. We're in business for the Shach, hold on, one second. We have to know where the Ra'ah came from. The Ra'ah wasn't in a vacuum. The Ra'ah was coming to solve the same problem that the Re solved. The Ra'ah came up with a creative, very, very creative problem that the Tzaddikim didn't buy into. The split, the chiluk between Din and Abominus and the Fashas, the contrast to Davar Shebi'erva. One is the Biru, one is the Kiyuv. Those chiluk were all right, but then for the icing on the cake to say, and therefore the whole sugya breaks down, and Re'i alone parcels everything, and you don't even need Kavala Hoyt, everything destroys it, and the only solution is Yichad Eidim. That was the Ra'ah's contribution to the sugya. It's a Gevaldike Mahalach in Lomdus. But in terms of the basic picture of all the Rishonim in the Sugya, it's a Das Yochid Sheb Yechidim. What am I saying? But let's not knock the re-solution so fast. I'm sorry, there are solutions so fast. Even though, in our heart of hearts, we know that the re and the Rosh, all the Rishonim quote this re, all the Taizim, that the Taizim, most places went with the re, didn't go to the Shabbat. Anyone who quotes the Re didn't buy into this chiluk of the Ra'ah. So we're not going to get such a hits for Yichad Eidim just to suffice this Ra'ah's position. But in our back of our minds, we may like this Eitzah of the Ra'ah also. We may want to be Yichad Eidim for others. We may have another agenda to be Yichad Eidim. Any other agendas we can have? Who can think of different agendas that we may have also be Yichad Eidim, but not because of the lumbus of the Ra'ah? Anyone know? Why would we like the same conclusion of Alav Mitanei? Let's not forget, in the back of our minds, someone who was, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to the Ra'ah at all, the quote-unquote more mainstream in the Sugya. Which Rishon do we spend a lot of time in the Sugya who may have also raised the red flag and may have wanted Yichud Eidim? The Rashbam may have wanted Yichud Eidim also. It's not so far-fetched to say that the Rashbam wanted Yichud Eidim, because according to the Rashbam, Re'i alone could pose a problem. Now again, not Re'i alone, literally Re'i alone. It would have to be Re'i plus what? It would have to be a certain type of Re'i. What kind of Re'i? Kavanah Lahoy, because we paskin like Rebbe, the Gemara paskins, we basically paskin like Rebbe, that Re'iyah as a spectator doesn't ruin it, but Re'iyah as an aid could potentially ruin it. So you could theoretically have a scenario where there's a guy under the chuppah who thinks he's serving as an aid for some strange reason. And therefore, it might almost be an insurance policy to at least satisfy the Rashbam. Let's get a Yichud Eidim in there also. Again, we're assuming that Yichud Eidim does something. We haven't even heard of this till the Ra'ah. So whose idea is that? Who presents the same solution for invoking the principle of Yichud Eidim, not to solve the Ra'ah's problem, but almost as a backup, just to make sure, in case Ala Tzad HaRachak, there was some guy under the chuppah who thought he was being an aid, so we want to bump him out. Because in deference to the Rashbam, who comes up with that idea? That's the other Ritzvah. I didn't put the other Ritzvah on the Marmar Kermis. That's the Ritzvah Maseches Machus. Ritzvah Maseches Machus writes that Yishdu Yichud Eidim Lachosh L'Das HaRashbam, which he calls Das Rashi, which probably was Das Rashi. The Rashbam and Baba Basra and Kavigim quotes his sheet originally from his grandfather. From Rashi also bought into this idea of that Re'iyah may do the trick. Again, now Re'iyah is a spectator, Re'iyah is a Kavan Lahayid. So in deference to that, Rashi / Rashbam, Yichud Eidim may not be a bad idea. Now again, if that's the reason for Yichud Eidim, because of Rashi and the Rashbam, not because of the Ra'ah, let's say you didn't do Yichud Eidim. Would anybody in a million years say the woman doesn't need a get? I mean, that would be wild. Why would that be wild? You're only doing Yichud Eidim ala tzad, what happened? That some guy under the chuppah had in mind to be an aid. Some Meshuggah had in mind to be an aid. What are the odds that happened? Beneinim. Very unlikely. So Yichud Eidim, according to the Ra'ah, is almost a necessity. Yichud Eidim, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, is an insurance policy for the one in a million chances. So the Ritzvah, in different place, the Ritzvah was the Talmud Neman of the Ra'ah. He was his Rebbe Muvok. And in one place in Kedusha, he presents the Ra'ah almost as like a real reason to insist on Yichud Eidim. And then the Ritzvah says it's the Chumra, we really shouldn't rely on the Lakula. And in Marcus, he just says, oh, come on, Yichud Eidim, the Ra'ah is Bamashat Dasya. The only reason to really, really have Yichud Eidim was only because of Rashi and the Rashbam. But again, that Yichud Eidim, Rashi and the Rashbam, is going to have a very, very different take than the Yichud Eidim according to the Ra'ah. It's going to be Mamashat, a Chumra B'Alma. But to turn that into a Kula, that's Mamash backwards.
Eidim work according to Rashi, because Eidim sounds like it's about the intent of the valid witnesses. Then we mentioned yesterday that when we try to find out what the Kavanah was, we ask the invalid witnesses what their intent was.
But this Yichud Eidim, we don't really know how this mechanism Yichud Eidim even works. But we're not even sure what this Yichud Eidim is exactly. It's almost like we're separating the two groups from each other. Now you're right, usually that separation according to Rashi was trying to get the Psulim out, here we're trying to get the Ksherim out, but again it's a different type of separation. So, I don't know where Yichud Eidim started from. I mean, I see the Rishonim who quote it, but the Yichud Eidim is a mechanism to separate the group. Mechatez the second, right, who says it works? Who says it exists? The Ra'ah said it exists. The Ra'ah said the Rishonim somehow understood that it works. We'll see as the Sugi goes on what there may be a source for it in the Gemara. So, let's say again, so what do we have here? So, we have the original Machlekes Rashbam and the Ri'ah, the issue that forced the Ri's hand in the first place to come up with his idea of Haggadah playing such a major role, his Kasha of Gittin and Kedushin. The Ra'ah, who was so bothered with the Kasha of Gittin and Kedushin, who made the Kasha a million times worse, said Taka, the Ri's solution won't work for the Kasha, according to his understanding of the Kasha, and therefore he came up with this mechanism called Yichud Eidim. We see in other Rishonim the idea of Yichud Eidim kind of slipping in, albeit for different reasons. Do we have any other agendas for Yichud Eidim? Any other possible agendas for Yichud Eidim? Anything. Any other possible agenda for Yichud Eidim? Rather than just kind of go to a chuppah, imagine what a chuppah would look like without Yichud Eidim. So what would happen? So you'd have a bunch of people standing around, some guy sitting in the front row, you know, he'd give her a ring and shine, and the guy sitting who's so, yeah, great, Mikodesh. No, nobody really thought about it, nobody was singled out, nobody was called up, no kibudim. So that's how Kedushin looked like pre-Yichud Eidim days. Before the Rishonim came up with Yichud Eidim, that's probably what happened. Most probably. So do we have any other agenda, any other reason why we would like to have Yichud Eidim? Not because we're concerned with the Ra'ah, not because we think there's a guy under the chuppah who's a little loony, who's thinking to be an aid. We don't really care about the Ri'ah, the Rashi, Rashi and Rashbam that much. Do we have any other agenda to be Yichud Eidim?
And we need all of them, every single person?
Well, no, we were two Edom. We want to get two Kasher Edom.
No, so if you needed the Edom, if you need Edom for what, for any other thing?
What we need them for? We just need two Edom. So you have Edom. You have a lot of guys standing there. The photographer. Photographer was from the rabbi and the photographer. Good. It's okay. Rabbi and the photographer. Best of friends under the chuppah. Lamalo. No Yichud Edom garnished. Nobody was really paying it. No one was really extra kibbutz. Good. I remember when my oldest son Meyacha was born, so I guess we're Catholics. I said, "How many kibbutzim can I get at a bris?" So he responded to me, "You tell me how many kibbutzim you need, and I will tell you how many I can make for you." I've been at brises where the minakisi, alakisi, up in the air, the one who throws the baby up, the one who catches the baby, back and forth. Okay. In the backfield, okay. The baisai. Any other agendas? Somebody said it before. Who remembers yesterday? No, all time. Who remembers the Shach and the Rambam? Could the Shach and the Rambam be another reason possible for Yichud Edom? Could there be another agenda? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll talk about the Shach's agenda for Yichud Edom and see where the Yichud Edom is going or not going. And hopefully, Hashem will try to put the final touches on this week tomorrow. We may, what's tomorrow? Really, Thursday. Maybe we'll start up, we may start the next week tomorrow. I don't know.